Blog Talk Radio.
Been running to me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
Yes, we do. We all go running around and around and around. And now we're going to stop running around for a while, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. It's Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And welcome to the Tippy Zone, where today we have an amazing topic that I believe will help everybody. So if you're listening and want to call, the number is 914-338-0686. You're welcome to call right now. Again, it's 914-338-0686. So go right ahead and give us a call. I have a little bit of a cough today, so I may have to stop like that. Do a little coughing, and then I may have to stop and take a drink like this and clear my throat so I can keep on talking, because the topic today is really, really important and I didn't want to miss it. We are talking about something that is going to be coming up for you that I'm working really hard to do, and it is kind of a workshop or a seminar or a group and how can I put it, a support group to focus specifically on pleasurable productivity. And pleasurable productivity means to get over procrastination without being pushy or difficult on yourself, being really, really, really good to yourself, and giving yourself the pleasure. Plus, on top of that, you automatically receive the pleasure that you feel when you're productive, because the fact of the matter is that the more you do, the better you feel. And so today's message from God is that it is very well to think well, because what you think is really, really important, but it's divine to act well. Horace Mann said that it is well to think well, it is divine to act well. And he said that, and he, because thinking is just the first step to creation. And I'm sure you've had some wonderful ideas lately or always about all kinds of changes that you want to make in your life. Now it's time to put those thoughts into action. And this is exactly what this is about. It's about taking action. And so the first thing that I'd like to do is read you a little poem that somebody wrote about procrastination. And excuse me, I'm going to take another sip of water to stop my coughing. I feel so good. Okay, so this poem is called Procrastination. It's a very cute poem, and it's written by David Ronald Bruce Pickrell. Procrastination, what's the rush? I'll do it someday without a fuss. But until then, I'll take my time and maybe have a glass of wine. Why do it now when I can wait? I'll get it done before it's late. I work much better under pressure. Yeah, but that's not true, I must confess. To be on time is not my thing, for I'm procrastination king. But one day, be it late or soon, I'll sing a very different tune. I'll be on time and get it done, although it won't be any fun. I'll be responsible, you will see, and you'll be very proud of me. But until then, I'll take my time. Now, where is that third glass of wine? They say tomorrow never comes, so maybe then I will succumb. So I thought that was very, very cute about procrastination. And I love it because even though I don't drink wine, I have gone through, well, I would really say that I have been the procrastination master, or really the procrastination king. My throat is killing me. And I'm suppressing my coughing really a lot because I don't want to cough in your ear. So before I go into that amazing workshop that I'm putting together and support group to actually enjoy getting over our procrastination. And procrastination does take a lot of forms. One of the forms that it takes is disorganization, being late, being confused, losing everything, because disorganization is not a state of who you are at all. And I know a lot of people say, I'm just the kind of person. It's not. It's a learned behavior, and it could be unlearned, and life could be so much pleasurable, more pleasurable when you do that. But even more than that, the process of switching from procrastination to self-determination could be pleasurable. Sorry about that. So, and I might have to redo this so that you guys have my coughing taken out. So don't wait. The time will never be just right. And the time that is just right is the time right now. Because this is really the only time that we have. So if you have any desire to get all those things done that you always wanted it done, if you have any desire to move on, become productive, and start acting like one of those successful people that you see everywhere, this is the time, and this is the place, and this is the number to call if you wish to participate, which is 914-338-0686. And if you call, you go ahead and just listen, because you can hear the broadcast anyway when you call. So don't worry about it. Just hang out and listen. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about pleasurable discipline and how I came up with the idea and why I'm even doing that. As you can see, the fire alarms and trucks and whatever else there is in the city has highlighted the words pleasurable discipline, because it is such an oxymoron. It's such an oxymoron, and an oxymoron really is two things that don't mix together, like oil and water. And so how does pleasure and productivity mix into one? Well, I just told you how it does, and I'm going to tell you again when it does. When you enjoy being productive, and that's what this workshop is all about, and we are going to be meeting in person and also online, just because I want more people than can come to New York City to enjoy this, and then you will get the step-by-step pleasure into pleasure productivity and pleasure discipline into your life. And not only are you going to get the concept, I don't want this to be one of those places where you go, you hear it, you walk away, and you're done with it. It's not what I want. I want to really actually be able to make that difference. Because statistically speaking, the majority of people that really want to, they don't usually do. So not only is it going to be the principles that you're going to learn, which I'm sure, no matter what, 100% of you are going to take some of those principles and start trying to work on it and actually work on it. But I want it to be so much more than that. I want it to be a life changer where you start being productive and all of a sudden you find yourself being able to do all those things that you always wanted to do. Not something that needs to be difficult. So it started from... Excuse me, I really shouldn't be doing this today. But it started from the book called Discipline for Life, which I got from a man named Bob Urichuk, who wrote a book, Discipline for Life. And that book, when we discussed it, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. So that's how the idea began to shape and eventually shaped into this. So Discipline for Life is a really... Discipline for Life is the prognosis for the diagnosis called procrastination. So diagnosis is the problem when you get diagnosed, and prognosis is really the solution for the problem, which will be the medication. And the question really is, who is this for? And the question you need to ask yourself, if you really need this, because this is the things that you will identify with and you will step into. So this is the question I want you to think about. Do you know who you are? Do you have an idea of who you are? You're not, my name is, and I'm this and this old, and I do this for a living. This is not who you are. Do you know who the essence of who you are is? Do you know where your dreams come from? Do you know where your longings are? Do you know what will actually make you happy? That's what I mean of do you know who things really matter. And so identifying who you are in a sense of a deep, deep, deep understanding helps. It helps a lot. It's not necessary in the sense for the pleasure of discipline, but it definitely gives you an advantage. I'm going to take a drink now. So that's just one question you ask yourself. If you don't have a very clear answer to that, then definitely you want to come to pleasurable productivity, because you want to explore that, define that, and act on it, and get rid of anything that stands in your way and that makes you life not pleasurable. Do you love what you're doing? Are you getting up every morning and jumping out of bed, and you're eager to face a day that's going to be full of challenges, and you're so excited about the day? And that's basically, do you love what you're doing? Because if you don't, then this process, it's going to get you so inspired. It's going to give you the ability to control each day and to really have a smile on your face as soon as you wake up, because you're so excited about what you're going to do that day. And then the third question is, do you have what you want out of life? Do you really have what you want out of life? Can you sit down and think about all the things you want that you don't have, and all the things that you've always wanted and you don't have? This pleasurable discipline is a way for you to walk away saying, yeah, I could definitely have what I want out of life. And really the question behind that would be, do you know what you want out of life? Because how can you have what you want if you can't exactly identify what you want? And that's the bottom line. How can you get to a destination if you don't even know what the destination is? So if the answer is no to any of this, then this will help you, because we have the Discipline for Life book by Bob Urichuk, which is a step-by-step inspirational guide, and we're going to use that. And Bob said that he has no problem with that. We could, and we're going to incorporate that with the pleasure principle. And the pleasure principle is a principle of pleasure. The pleasure is actually almost, I guess, pain also, but pleasure is one of the very strong motivators in life. And pain is a strong motivator too, but you don't want to act out of pain. Because when you act out of pain and you act with pain, there's no way you're going to sustain it for a very long time. And that's what this little workshop and webinar and or webinar is going to be about. It's about stepping also out of the pain and into the kind of productivity of a successful person that you always knew that you can be. Because the way I see it, it's a pleasure life. It's the only life that's really worth living. And for that reason, I created a fun one-day gathering that will explore the principles behind the pleasurable discipline. Because the fact of the matter is that the more you do, the better you feel. There's no question about that. And the big question that will be addressed in our one meeting is, how do you solve the procrastination problems in a pleasurable way? Because if you're like me, I've tried so many solutions and they were all so painful. And some of them worked for me for a short period of time, but most were tough to handle. But all of them have failed me because I still procrastinated. I still was not happy in my productivity level. And that was until I was lucky enough to run into Bobby Orichuk, who's the author of the book Discipline for Life. And you know the saying, if you look for it, you will find it. And I have to tell you that the truth is because even though I don't want to be a cliche, you know that when the student is ready, you know what happens. The teacher appears. And you know the saying that if you look for it, you will find it. That's exactly what I mean. And I was looking. I was looking for a pleasurable discipline because I know that when I'm in pain, it's not going to work. So it's not just any method that was tough to find, but it was just a specific method that I was looking for. And I have to tell you, it was really tough to find. But I'm glad to report that it is not impossible. And so I'm going to tell you what the pleasurable discipline is about. But I have to tell you what my breaking point was and when I decided and made that decision that there's no way that I'm going to continue doing it. And one of the symptoms of being a procrastinator, and I told you that I was a master procrastinator, is that you're always in a rush. You're always in a rush. And even if you are accomplishing, I was the kind of procrastinator that really did get things done. I always got things done that I said I was going to do because the integrity of me saying I was going to do it and doing it was very, very important. But I always got it done the last minute. And or I would take on too much so I couldn't possibly do it in any other way. So I had too much take on. I didn't know how to say no. And that's another principle of the pleasurable productivity is to learn how and when it is appropriate to say no. That in itself takes away so much pain from life, just that one principle. And we're going to discuss on how it affects your life specifically, not being able to say no. And so here I was getting things done one night before. On a regular day, typically, if something was due at 9 o'clock in the morning, I would probably stay up all night doing what I would call the finishing touches. Because even if I did a lot of things before, those finishing touches I somehow never managed to do before the last night and never managed to do it without staying up all night. And so I was always rushing around, always in a rush, always running, never having time to stop, say hello, smile. I was run, 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 run. And one day, somebody that I was actually working for, and he was also the owner of the apartment that I was living in. I was living in an apartment and I was working with that owner in real estate, converting the apartment building into condominiums at the same time. But every time he would come to the building, and he would come on a regular basis, I would rush by him like a crazy person and say, hi, bye, I gotta run, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And one day he started making fun of me. The nerve. He looks at me and he goes, I have to show you how you look. And I have to tell you, he looked pathetic when he showed it to me. And he really pointed out to me something I didn't want to hear. It wasn't very nice of him to do it, and I didn't take it very nicely. But at the end of the day, he was right. I did always run around like a crazy person. And because I was always in a rush, I locked myself out of my house.
house, leave the kids inside the car, the house. I locked myself out of my car with the kids inside my car. And that's just a typical thing. I left the file at home when I rushed in an appointment, and then I showed up without the most important file for that appointment. That was a typical thing I did. I would leave half, it was just crazy stressful. It was so stressful that I literally was grinding my teeth at night. And so that, before, I think it was 4 or 5 years that I lived like this, that I didn't see any other way to excellence. I didn't see any other way that I could do it without rushing, because there was so much to do, and without doing everything the last minute because there was so much to do. But once he made fun of me and pointed it out to me, I didn't like what I saw. I literally wanted to punch him out. I really did not like what I saw. And he made me very upset. And I'm going to take a sip of water now. Oh, that was so good. I have to tell you, my throat is so dry. And so there was also when I made the decision that I've had enough and I'm going to go out and I'm going to look for a way to stop this craziness. And yeah, when you look and look and look, and it was really difficult to find, but I'm glad to report that it is not impossible. So what is it, the pleasurable discipline, all about? I'll give you the basics, the foundation. It's about changing habits and behaviors. And if you've ever tried to change a habit, you know how difficult that can be. So that's one of the underlying important things, is the process. How do we change a habit without it being excruciatingly painful? Because you will feel the death of your habit. You will keep being pulled by the habit. And we have a name for that. We call it your monkey. And your monkey always wants to go out and play. Whether it's going to be fun or not, the monkey always wants to go out and play. And we'll go into this whole theory about how the monkey works in your life. And you can identify the monkey that gets you into your habits and behavior. You might actually laugh at it and be able to change it very easily and also with a lot of fun. So the process will be driven by you. It is very thought-provoking. And I've made it as easy as I could, because if it isn't easy, I know we're not going to do it. And believe me, I've looked high and I've looked low and I've looked everywhere to find pleasurable discipline. And I have found a way for us to actually be able to implement it. I'll show you how to accelerate your life, how to actually reinforce the change behavior so that you look forward to doing it again and again and again. And the principles behind that, one of the principles behind that that we're going to go into depth and really work on, is the celebration principle. Because without the celebrating, when you don't know when to celebrate after what you do, really your accomplishments are so minimized that it's very hard to go through it again. So celebrating principle will definitely be explored. Because honestly, I don't think it's even possible to maintain discipline without celebrating the principle. When the behavior that serves you and that you really, really want to accomplish gets recognized and gets rewarded, it naturally gets repeated, and it doesn't take any effort. You learn how to start treating the things that you enjoy as rewards that are really tied to the discipline that you want to accomplish. And you're going to use it instead of the guilty pleasures, which is a pleasure that makes you feel guilty and that doesn't serve you. Like, for example, makes you fat or makes you late for an appointment. And you also learn the ultimate pleasure of productivity. So if you have the courage to pursue your dreams, this is the one step you can take in the direction. And that's to know your rights. Okay, so I gave you one of the basic principles, which I just went through. Actually, I went through one principle. Let me give you another one of the basic principles before I give you your Bill of Rights. Another one of your basic principles is about living a well-rounded life. And women tend to want to live a more well-rounded life than men. Men tend to really be focused on something and nonstop. But when you live a more well-rounded life, you have a more satisfying life and you have a more pleasurable life. For me, as a teenager, I not only didn't know what I wanted and I didn't know where I was going or what or anything that I wanted out of life, I did know one thing. I just wanted to get away from the pain. I wanted to have a good time. And most of all, I desperately wanted to be loved by a boy. That's all I wanted. When I turned 19, I started exploring the truth behind the lies. I found out that, to my amazing fact, is that not everybody tells the truth. I thought they all did. And I found a group of people in California. It was a guy that wrote a book called Date with the Gods, Charles Silva, and his crowd, and his big celebrity catch trophy, Shirley MacLaine. And what we would do is we would sit around and call our sessions truthing because we were telling the truth. And I became obsessed with it because everything I read and everything I did had to do with discovering the truth. And that's all that really mattered to me. I was totally one-track mind that I want the truth, I want the truth. What kind of lies am I being fed? And being that I came from the place where everything I believed was shattered when I was 12, I believed that everything else could be a lie. I became so focused on the research and really nothing else mattered, not even me. And if you want to know something about the most important thing to know with this work is you have to nurture and you have to always pay attention to the most important thing in life, and that's you. So when I turned 21, I began to explore the power of the mind and how the attitude plays in the significant role in everything that we do. And I became obsessed with that. So you see, there's a pattern. The way you do one thing is really the way you do everything. Everything I read was about attitude, motivation, goal setting, and how we can control our mind. I became so focused in the research that I ignored the world around me. I was so busy understanding the mind and the capabilities that I couldn't and I didn't find the time to pay attention to my daily life and to my own future. And then I woke up eventually and I said, okay, time to wake up. And reality is you need to live, you need to think about your future. And that's when I dropped everything and went to college. That's not a well-rounded life. So if you're obsessed with one thing and you can't stop day or night, that's one of the symptoms of procrastination that we're going to discuss, and we're going to show you how to change that. And the only reason I'm telling you this is to clarify really, really the need for a well-balanced life. The only way to enjoy life is to taste the different things on the menu of opportunities and not to get obsessed with any one thing, including being productive. Don't get obsessed with that either. Number three is about discovering who you are and what you really want. And if you already know that, it's about exploring what it is and taking a look and seeing if you're actually taking steps towards it every single day. So one of the things you will learn a lot about yourself. By really taking your time to look into your own internal self, by thinking things out through a guided question and guided path that will open up the inner doors one by one and show you your thoughts, show you who you are, show you where to begin and how to reap the rewards. Your self-image and your self-respect and your self-esteem and the way in which you portray yourself in the world will improve. You will lead yourself to the life of your choice, your choice. Why? Because nobody else will. Because you're the only one person responsible and accountable for you. And doesn't that feel good to hear? You can actually take responsibility for your life. It's something you've always had, but sometimes we need to hear about it, and it feels really good. It's about learning how to recognize and to reward yourself. And I already mentioned that, so I'm not going to go through it again. But recognize yourself, reward yourself. Don't let something powerful that you accomplished go to waste. I'll show you how to celebrate your life, because like we said, without celebrating, it's not going to happen. So you learn how to start treating the things that you enjoy as rewards. We already went through that. And now we are going to give you, I'm going to give you a gift that you can actually use right now and that you could start doing as of today by preparing and prepare yourself to come to that place of pleasurable productivity and finding the pleasure in all the little things. Close your eyes and think about how amazing it would be if you can get up in the morning, smile, and do the list of things that you know will get you to where you want to go. You will enjoy each thing as you do it and forget about everything else. Smile more every day and never again be stressed about what needs to be accomplished. So here's your Bill of Rights. You have the right to your dreams and your desires and your expectations. You never have to feel guilty about that. It doesn't, and that's something that is our right. We shouldn't have to justify it. Think about what the world would look like, where we would be today if all the stars, if it all starts with a dream. Your dream is really important, so don't let anybody take that away from you. Okay, so that's your first right. And the second is you have the right to have what you want. Yes. And look at the scenario that happens to us all the time. When we want to have something, the external things that are happening tell us differently. We fall into a trap and forget the whole stupid idea and then go on with our mediocre life. Yes, if we believe enough in ourselves and in our dreams, if we persist and expect to succeed, things have a way of working out. And it all starts with your belief in yourself. So we will work on that belief, on that confidence, and on that ability to really go past it. You have the right to like yourself as you are without criticizing yourself, without being hateful on yourself, without beating on yourself, without constantly saying, I would like myself if I change. Because most of us go through life accepting too many external comments as if they are the truth, and they lead us to believe that we're just not good enough, or attractive enough, or strong enough, or experienced enough, and so on. And until we realize who we really are, we can easily fall into the traps and we can easily stay there. You have the right to change. So just because you accept who you are doesn't mean that you can't change. And if you want to change, that's a special power that we have. We can change a multitude of things in our lives only by doing one single decision and committing to it. So take a moment and think about some of the things that you want to change in your life, like an attitude. Like an attitude check. What are your first thoughts on a rainy morning? How do you treat others? The way you treat others is probably how you feel about yourself. What is your outlook in life? You have the right to change. You have the right to fail. That's a huge one because we are told that we can't fail. But success is based on good judgment. And good judgment comes from experience. And how do you get the experience? Sometimes we have to fail often to succeed once. But the fear of failure is really what stops us. And the fear of failure is what we will work on. We will face it. We will deal with it. Because that's what usually stops us from even trying. And that is also one of the reasons that we procrastinate. We think about it too much. But if you just do it and you fail and you just invite the failures in, what's the worst thing that could happen? You learn a lesson. So if you really want to succeed, you may have to double in on your failure. When society realizes the good that comes out of failure and recognizes people for trying, the world will be a better place. So don't forget, the most important thing is all success comes from failure. So we are going to also begin a list of failures and we're going to get as many failures as possible for us to be successful. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun to do a failure list. And let's go to the next right. You have the right to be imperfect. Whatever it is that you're scared of doing, just do it. Make your mistakes next year and forever. You have the right to be imperfect. You have the right to choose. You have a freedom of choice, and there should always be your freedom. And don't let anybody take that freedom of choice away from you and put you in a situation, of course, unless they put a gun on your head. You have the right to ask, so ask away. Ask any questions. No question is dumb. No question is too small. No question is too big. I was just beginning to think that my coughing went away. You have the right to decide how you will use your time and energy. How are you going to use your time and energy? You have vultures all around you wanting to take your time and energy away from you. But you have to know your rights, and you have to stand up straight, and you have to say, no, this is my time and this is my energy. I'm not giving it up. You have the right to decide how you will use your time and energy. And that's number 9. And number 10 is, you have the right to lunch when you pay for it. Because don't forget, there's no free lunch. And that's the basis of the pleasurable discipline that we're talking about. It is really, really exciting for me as well as for you, because I'm one of you. I'm learning it, and I'm learning new practices every day and getting better at every day. And I have to tell you, it's so much fun. It gives me so much pleasure. And it led to me being able to give a workshop, which gives me even more pleasure, because one of the things that I realized is that this is one of the things that I always wanted to do. And in our day and age, it seems that everybody wants to do it, but it doesn't matter to me what anybody wants to do. It's about what I want to do. And so I will tell you more about it. We will do a free webinar on the pleasure productivity. And I will invite all of you to join us. But since my throat is killing me, I'm going to cut this off right now, which isn't so bad. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the shamanic music so you can actually relax while I try to soothe my throat. Have a magical journey. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and you're listening to Tippi Talk. Thank you.